6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Here on Monday, August 22nd. Wow, just to think that we're that close to the beginning of fall, just a month away. For autumn equinox, gotta love that. 2022, Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. And, you know, just want to let you know that there are the days of our end of summer sale are winding down. That's right. The promotion, by the way, is that you have until the 31st of this month to purchase from the Power Mall and get a big discount. Here's the way it works. If you spend $99.99 or less, you get 10% off your order. If you spend $100 up to $199.99, you get 15% off. And if you hit that magic number of $200, you get 20% off. Or 200 and over. Heck of a deal. Now, it does not include dropship products, but it does include every item in stock while supplies last. If, you know, some of them are popular. I got my my dog and bedding spray and my silver cleaning spray from Silver Botanicals. Did you order back stock? You know, we don't want you to be in the same supply chain crunch that we find ourselves in various products. There are certain things that do get delivered right away, don't seem to have a problem. And we know that it isn't so much the manufacturer of the stuff, it's that we have lazy people that don't want to work to get it to market. At least that's what we were told by somebody from the HEB grocery chain. They can't find people to work. Why? Because everybody wants to sit home and get paid. For what, I don't know. As far as our guests this week, John Perrazzo will be joining us. He has a website called discoverthenetworks.org. And there's a new article out, accompanied by a book they've got out, called Internal Radical Service. New name for the IRS. Talking about rampant corruption and partisanship by the IRS revealed in a new report. We'll be going over that information with him. Some education tomorrow with John Willard III from Willard Water. We'll be on the show at 11:30 tomorrow, followed by Jonathan Otto, who got together with Dr. Tal Braun and Dr. Brian Artis to create a new documentary called CoVenom 19. Found at CoVenomSeries.com. Interesting, isn't it? CoVenomSeries.com. And we're going to be talking to him about that. Wednesday, Dale Mitchell will be with us here to talk about the Sun Air air purifier. And, you know, we've got them at the Power Mall. One of the things you can look up. Daniel Miller will be joining us. He is the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement, talking about Texas, how and when Texas will leave the Union. Here's the thing. Did you know? This is a factoid. 90% of Texas Republicans endorse a Texas vote. That means that a majority of the Republican legislature want the referendum put on the ballot so that all of Texas can vote. And 88% of attendees who were asked voted Texas retains the right to secede. So they want independence from this nonsense going on in D.C. with the rhinos and everything else. I mean, like Mr. Miller, I think a lot of us feel like there is no other hope. We have people from Oklahoma actually calling, going, hey, can you take us with you? Yeah, it's amazing how contagious it is. I mean, look at San Bernardino, California. Their board of commissioners voted to do the same thing. They're going to put it on the ballot and let the voters decide. Hey, you guys want out? You don't want any part of California anymore? See, it's amazing how that works, isn't it? Wow. By the way, I just opened up... here's some solution. For those of you that are in the gardening sector here that want to listen up, some interesting news. I got a flyer last time I was shopping at Tractor Supply to get, you know, goodies for the animals because I got the chickens, I got the rabbits, got the greenhouse. First greenhouse is up. Second one to be constructed. It's a 6x8. This one's a 10x20, the one I just finished. And when I was at Tractor Supply, they stuck one of these little ad handbills in my bag. It says, sell your homegrown or homemade goods to be held in their farmers market event at Tractor Supply in the parking lot. It's happening Saturday, October 1st in Bulverde. Register by Tuesday, September 13th. There's a QR code. Now, believe it or not, I was just surprised to see it because I'm like, look, it's free. There's no fee to set up. I mean, you talk about exposure and a way to get your goods to market. I would, if I were you, if you have a lot of excess or homemade goods you want to sell to raise some money for yourself, here's a solution for you. Contact your local Tractor Supply and see if they're doing the same thing, because this looks like a standard printed handbill that they put in everybody's bag. It's on Saturday, October 1st. Find out if they're doing that in your market. There's a solution for you, because we're all about solutions, right? That's what this is all about, is solutions. But, yeah, we'll be talking about the all of these radical things at the IRS and what they're doing to people. Just a 3-cup of coffee day today. It just, you know, worn out yesterday from working all weekend. You probably all do the same thing. You're all prepping and just getting ready to go and just don't know what to expect. You know, we would like to convey that, you know, hope is a big part of a civilized society. And for me to espouse any differently would be not only unproductive, but ungodly. Because the Bible clearly talks about having hope and sharing that with other people, especially those who basically are want to throw in the towel. That just, you know, what difference does it make? You know, when you get to that point, you need somebody to just kind of give you a little kick in the seat and say, look, it's not as bad as you think. God's here. He's watching over. You got free will. Do something about it. If you don't like the way things are, don't just get mad and roll your fists up and scream and beat on the table and park yourself in front of the TV all at night, you know, watching late night news and reruns on Netflix and all this other garbage. You know, do something about it. Make a point of going out and getting involved in your community. Visit your local election office and find out what you can do to get plugged in. It's the only way you're going to get out and network. Don't worry about this COVID thing. Oh, and speaking of which, Fauci has announced he's retiring. Yeah, him is $400,000 plus a year. This is what our government has done. See, this is one of the reasons why Texas wants out of the union, because Texans pay a gob of money into the government, get nothing back. So, I mean, aren't you just a little sick and tired of all of this? There are certain other states that apparently have enabling clauses in their constitutions that allow them to do the same thing. But you see, the powers that be don't want change. This is why Trump got into trouble. Because instead of actually doing what he said and draining the swamp and cleaning house of the bureaucratic deep state, he allowed all of these people to advise him and put their players from deep state and everybody that wants the status quo to stay the way it is into position. And it was a loss for him from the get-go, because he didn't stand up and say, I'm cleaning house. I'm shutting down 100 agencies. I'm doing all. I mean, he could have done it by executive order. He is the chief executive, right? He could have done all that. He could have just fired everybody and said, I'm going to clean house and start over. He didn't do that. No, he listened to his advisors, and that, unfortunately, was his demise, because it was a nonstop war to discredit him the entire time he was president. And then, of course, in order to look like the hero, he had to have a solution to the COVID. But you see, the thing is COVID was already planned. And they already knew what was going to happen, and they basically lied to him and baited him and told him, hey, we've got a vaccine coming. Oh, well, let's call it Operation Warp Speed. Sounds like a winner to me. Hi, Captain. We're already at 1-5 and we can't give it anymore. Yeah. Remember that Star Trek? I don't know why. I just thought of that. Warp speed. I mean, this is what I think of. You know, they're way out there in sci-fi land. And so, you know, when you're looking at stuff like this and you're looking at the situation the way it is, and then you find out that Trump was lied to, and then she's got a tell-all book out. Oh, yeah, I just made it all up. The masking, made up. Social distancing, made up. 15 days to stop the spread, made up. I spent all the rest of the time after the first 15 days trying to figure out how to extend it further, made up. All of it was made up. They lied. Fauci lied. People died. Pick a side. That's what my T-shirt says. I got that at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour when I was there attending as part of the media up in Dallas. And now Fauci says he's going to retire, according to Daily Caller, just published today. I mean, they beat the Epic Times getting the story. But in the meantime, as of a week ago, the UK became the first country to approve Moderna's new bivalent COVID booster, Spikevax bivalent, which contains mRNA that codes for the original Wuhan strain spike protein in the Omicron BA.1 subvariant. The approval of the new booster comes on the heels of complaints about lack of demand for the shots. And the thing is, do these things work or do they harm you? Here they are injecting mRNA into your human system again. And Spikevax, that bivalent shot is already out of date, as both strains included are no longer in circulation anywhere in the world. But yet they're going to roll it out anyway. And you know why? Because there are people out there that are scared. You know what, Les? With an S. I think you can fill in the blank, right? Sounds like caca, but it starts with an S and ends with a T. And that's how they're scared. They bought every hook, line, and sinker their government has fed them. And you see, the difference between UK and US, UK doesn't have our constitution. They have a monarchy. So, you know, things operate differently over there than they do here. We have the power to stand up and say no. If they want to mandate something, they certainly will. Meanwhile, in Moscow, the daughter of a Russian political commentator, Alexander Dugin, was killed outside Moscow when a powerful explosion destroyed the vehicle she was driving. According to Russian authorities, Daria Dugina, 29, died when a suspected explosive device blew up her Toyota Land Cruiser. Crazy as it may seem. Meanwhile, up in Canada, north of the border, Trudeau has imposed a handgun import ban without waiting for parliamentary approval. That's what you call authoritarian edict. Yeah. This is what happens when you give the man power. And of course, according to the Canadian government, handguns were the most frequent type of firearm used in the shootings between 2009 and 2020. And between 2010 and 2020, the number of registered legal firearms rose by 71% in Canada. Why do you think that was? Probably the same reasons why sales of firearms increased in this country. People fear their government because they did stupid stuff like this. Crazy as it is, in Brazil, its federal police are requesting authorization from the nation's federal Supreme Court to formally indict President Jair Bolsonaro with a Chinese coronavirus-related crime, accusing him of having disseminated false information about coronavirus vaccines and for discouraging the use of masks. You see, everybody's off on a tangent here. Anything to upset the apple cart, they don't care. And in France, a senior minister there has demanded the country create 3,000 green police posts in the face of global warming. You see, they bought into that whole nonsensical farce, hook, line, and sinker. And believe it or not, polio is on the rise again in the U.S., the U.K., and Israel. And you know what's causing it? The oral vaccine. It's a rare risk, but it's happening. Wow. They thought they could stop polio forever. Now they're giving a vaccine to people. And all of a sudden, people are coming down with this stuff. Kids. Terrible. Kevin in Ohio. All the Ohio callers are happening today. How are you, sir?
Hey, fine. I hope you're well today, too, and everyone.
Oh, doing listening. Fabulous. Like I said, it's a 3-cup of coffee day today, but hey, we're making it. What's up?
The subject of availability of food, I want to mention something about farm markets. But first, when you brought up the subject of Canada, Congressman Massey from Kentucky, in some talk he gave at Congress, he mentioned that Canada was the one, you know, because this NAFTA stuff, I guess, stopped country of origin labeling on meats. Were you aware of that?
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
No, no surprises, no. And luckily here, we have a nonprofit organization that organizes 3 farmers markets that covers south of Akron, Ohio, down to where I'm at. And so they go, all the vendors go to those 3. And last week I found out that there's a guy and his family, they make a sourdough bread out of organic acorn wheat. And he's had 2 breads that he's put cheese in. He's had a Parmesan olive and a jalapeno cheddar. And they just like a half a pound of cheese in each one. I mean, really.
Oh,
great.
My. And so you tried these and you like them.
Oh, they're fantastic. They were. They were now because the health department stepped in and stopped him from making anything with cheese in it. No way around it either. And then my favorite vendor up there that grows all organic last week, he took down his sign that he's all organic because now he's refusing to go through all the paperwork to do the organic certification and all the money.
Yeah.
And he literally just hates the guy that comes out and does it at his farm. So he doesn't.
But you know it's advertised. You know it's, yeah. But Kevin, you know it's organic. He's just not putting it up there because he doesn't want to advertise as organic. But you know it's kind of an unwritten thing. This is what people do when taxes go up, regulations go up, and people fight by moving to the underground. That's exactly what he's doing. We know that.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. And I've been, you know, getting his products for quite a few years. And he's not going to change. Everything's organic still. That's the way it goes.
For sure, even though he can't admit it. Yeah, I get it.
Yep. And I want to get in there because I was going to call you about farmers markets to begin with today. And I'm glad you brought it up. And I really look forward to hearing Dale Mitchell. I have had a couple of his products for a long time. So
wonderful.
I'll be wonderful to hear you talk with him. Thank
Sounds
you very
like
much.
A winner. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. God bless. And appreciate you supporting the local farmers markets. You see, that's what I mean, folks, about getting involved in your community. You got to step out there and meet people, talk to people. See, this is something we haven't done for 2.5 years because the government lied to us and told us that this stuff was, we were going to go out and catch it and give it to grandma. You see, they lied. The spike proteins, they said, oh no, don't go to Tractor Supply and buy ivermectin because that's horse paste. I mean, you saw what they did to Joe Rogan. They demonized him. I mean, this is what the government does. This is part of their pattern of behavior. And all you have to do is, like I say, look at Ruby Ridge and Waco and see what they did. Those were isolated incidents where they picked on one particular family or sect or whatever the case may be, and they demonize them. That's number one. Or they throw in so much in the way of regulations, it forces you to have to change the way you do business. I know a lot of people right now have formed LLCs because, and we'll find, I'm going to ask a lot of pointed questions in today's interview with these guys regarding the Internal Radical Service. I've been audited before, and I was a sole proprietor, and ever since I became an LLC, I haven't been audited. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to try it because I'm sitting here making these comments on the radio. But the thing is, you know, the more you make, the more they take. The less you make, the less they take. Of course, I know some of you out there are thinking the less you make, the more they take anyway. It doesn't matter. You're really skeptical of everything that this administration has put in your lap to this point. Patrice in Ohio, our second Ohio caller. What's happening in the Buckeye State where you are?
Oh, it's Jerry. They lied about the weather. We've been getting rain, and we were supposed to always have, like, sunny skies. So, you know how they're...
Well, I call them weathermen on crack.
Skynet, NA. Yeah. Well, the reason I called was I beg to differ with you, Dave, about Trump. Because Peter Navarro called Fauci out from the get-go and told him he was full of it. And didn't believe anything, and Navarro was the one behind closing down China. And Trump listens to who Trump wants to listen to, and Trump's been doing this for forever. He goes all the way back to Nixon. His uncle got the Tesla papers. He isn't innocent. He knows the score.
Well, of course, he's a CEO, and see, that's why everybody likes him, because he's a CEO and he runs a country like a business, or at least he did.
Yeah, but I got a comment about that too.
Well, tell you what, if you want to stay on the line here, and we'll continue this conversation after the break. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, August 22nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us this segment. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we were talking to Patrice in Ohio. Go ahead, continue this conversation. What else is on your mind?
So the reason that Trump back in the day was brought in was because it was thought to be that the economy was going to crash and we were going to have the reset with him. And since he was so adept at bankruptcy, he would know how to handle the whole shebang. So that was a school of thought back in the day.
Back in the day. Well, what do you think about having a debt jubilee? Yeah, they were talking about having a debt jubilee. Do you know what that is?
Well, yeah. Every 7 years you go,
Well, I mean, they do this. They do this in some countries, like every once. I don't know if it's every 50 years or whatever, but they have a debt jubilee.
You know,
yeah, Greece.
Yeah,
bingo.
Well, they're looking at what Greece did with the reset or whatever. But and you know, as far as IRS audits, I got you beat, Dave. I've had five. Well, one with my own company that I inherited through my father.
Okay.
And the four with my husband, and get this, every time, no adjustment, never adjustment made. So finally, after I got picked on, it was the third time, and the fourth time, I raised holy Cain and said, you know what, you're targeting us, because we have no reason. The IRS auditor at the time, she didn't even really know. She couldn't give me the details of it, of why we were being picked. Had something to do with allocation of using utilities. We should have been throwing it up in cost of goods sold versus operating expenses. Okay, it didn't change the numbers. And she agreed after she looked at all the books. I had every document, blah, blah, blah. She was apologized. She couldn't believe it. And she made note that, hey, we got to stop pounding these people. My outside tax accountant said he's never seen this before in the 30 years that he's been doing it. Never, never. And I just said, yeah, obviously there's somebody who wants to know all about our business.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me they don't.
No, they want to stick their nose in everything, which is
anything.
One of the, yeah, I know they didn't. And it, see, this is the thing. Most of the time that they come out, because I've sat in front of them twice, and usually it's one red flag that they just can't ignore. And, you know, in your case,
it's
it was where
algorithm.
You put your electric bill. Yeah,
it's the
bingo.
Algorithm.
And the
they
computer
claim
pulls
it's an
it
algorithm.
Out. That's right. Well, there's so much for their algorithms. They're not working.
Yeah, well, with 87,000 of them, guess how many algorithms they're going to have now?
Oh, yeah, you know that's right, and they'll be targeting conservatives. Well, we'll find out more at the top of next hour because, you know, we're going to have the guys on. John Peraza is going to be on talking about the new article, Internal Radical Service, and we'll get some deep down facts of what's going on, and we'll pick this conversation up if you want to call back in and have a chat with those guys. What do you say?
Okay, yeah. I've been around the block with that.
Yeah, of course you have. Yeah, I think we've all, anybody that's done anything in business has been around the block with that. It's state and federal. So, you know, it's just the way, this is what they do in life until you put your foot down and say, sorry, we can't do this. We can't continue to do this. If I were to just close my doors, you wouldn't have anybody to audit, would you? And nobody would be making money.
That's right.
How many employees would we lose if all of a sudden we said, you know what, we're sick and tired of being audited. We're going to close our doors. You get nothing. See, and that's the problem with the IRS. They would rather have all of nothing than part of something. That's just the way they behave. And it's all because of the way our government is. You know, and I'm not against government. I'm not anti-government. And people need to understand that. You know, most of us are law-abiding, civil-behaving type of people. And now we're being tested like, you know, we're going to go out and commit some sort of disturbance and start a civil war. You know, what they're doing is basically, you know, throwing down the gauntlet, daring us to see what we'll do. And then the other school of thought is that they want to see if we're mad enough to come out of the box and see all they've had basically is a handful of stuff hit them in the face. You know, one or two people went to the extreme. Well, that's what they were gearing up for. They were hoping that we were going to have another January 6th, only this time we were going to have everybody armed and march on D.C., you know, with a million-man march and everybody's got AR-15s. You know, it's no wonder. You got to wonder now it's been disclosed. Patrice, I don't know if you knew this or not. Do you know Biden put a $500,000 fence around his property in Rehoboth Beach? Yeah, you know, it's really funny that he can sit there and tell us he's not going to put a border wall around Mexico, but records show the price tag of a taxpayer-funded project to build a barrier around his Delaware beach house, almost 500 grand. Wow, is that like one of those do as I say, not as I do kind of things? You know, nearly 5 million illegal immigrants have crossed U.S. borders in the 18 months since Biden took office. And they're looking at 4.9 million, including some 900,000 gotaways who evaded apprehension. You see, it's those are the guys. That's why we're buying guns and ammunition, because those are the guys that we suspect are hiding in the shadows waiting to do something that's going to affect we the people. And we're going to have to be faced with a call to action. We don't want to be, but we may not have a choice. U.S. government officials, meanwhile, have not presented sufficient evidence to keep a key document related to the search warrant for Trump shielded from the public. This is a ruling today. Officials are claiming an affidavit which convinced Bruce Reinhardt to approve the warrant needs extensive redactions. The redactions would leave very little, nothing of substance, according to the chief of the Department of Justice's Counterintelligence and Export Control section. Government has met its burden of showing its interests outweigh public's access to unsealing the entire affidavit. But the government has not sufficiently argued the portions of the document should not be made public. So you're going to get to see most of the affidavit at some point, supposedly authored by an FBI agent. So we're going to find out maybe who it was. Maybe they're going to redact his name, too, so that people don't come down on him. And Trump doesn't sue him. And in politics, Trump is responding to recent comments issued by Mitch, your Senate minority leader, 80-year-old fart. You need to go away, Mitch. Time to retire. We don't need you anymore. When your term is up, just leave. You're a rhino. We all know it. And even Trump says, why do Republican senators allow broken-down hack politician Mitch McConnell to openly disparage hardworking Republican candidates for the U.S. Senate? That was on Truth Social. You see, now that he's got the platform, Trump is speaking out, and people are listening. And basically, Trump is advising McConnell to spend more time and money helping these Republican candidates getting elected and less time helping his crazy wife and family get rich on China. Boom! Yep. He did. Yeah, he was making reference to McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, who owns a shipping company that does extensive business in China. How convenient is that? For those of you expecting stimulus payments, there's an article on our email blast that you'll get to read. Yeah, they're going to hit the bank accounts next month. Yeah, we'll see. I don't think everybody's going to be getting one. You watch, the Democrats will get them. They'll target these. I swear, if you're a Republican and you get a stimulus check, it's because you opted for something that, you know, you gave up to get. And of course, Mike Pence, trying to wipe his own rear end, says that when he left office, he didn't take with him any information that was classified. You know, it's really funny that he would make that comment to the mainstream media, the Associated Press, 11 days after the FBI raided Trump's Florida house and raided Melania's closet. Huh. Hope they got their jollies. Pervs. You know, you got to wonder about these people. They're liars. They're all pathological liars. And I really want to analyze that affidavit. Because, you know, we are finding out that the people that actually had something to do with the Russia hoax are the ones running this shift show. Got to wonder about that, right? Chance in West Virginia, how are you, sir?
Yes, hello, Dave Meister. You know, what bothers me about government, it's so obvious now that it's all harassment and intimidation. I mean, it always has been, but now it's crystal clear. And I resent it because, let's face it, each and every one of us in our lives deal with death, illness within our own family and friends, and this is life until we die. You know, it's like a race, and we all get our share. In my case, you could look at me and you'd never guess in a million years, nobody would, that I'm a cancer survivor, unless I told you. See, so that's just an example. We all struggle through this thing called life, and what does government do? Harass us and intimidate us along the way. And that's what I resent. That is not a human feeling, a human emotion. It's, you know what I'm saying, Dave? That's what really bothers me. That's what
sure
really
do.
Bothers me. How cruel and cold. Like I said, each and every one of us deal with illnesses and deaths. And yet, what do? They compound our problems. If they cared, it would be a live and let live attitude rather than pick your bones clean. And that's what they do. And to me, that's pitiful. And that's why I get angry and hot, because no one knows what the next person has been through or is going through. And yet they just don't care. There's no compassion.
There you have it. There you have it.
Yes. Well, Dave Meister, thanks for letting me talk, and God bless you now.
God bless you too, sir. You try to have yourself a quality week this week, and I'm glad to hear you beat it. Beat the monster. Kevin in Ohio, you're back with us. What's up?
Another subject. I think there's going to be an international comedy coming up here with that Dennis Rodman going to Russia.
Oh, yeah, to try to rescue Britney. I could just see that happening, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's a 100% setup, because you can't go to Russia without a visa. It's impossible.
Yep. Well, what's he going to do, dress and drag when he goes over there?
I don't know, but they issued the visa to him, evidently. So they must be setting him up, man. You know, they have to be setting him up. And I really hope that he takes his brother LeBron with him, too.
Oh, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? I'm sure they would appreciate that woke attitude over there. Being told a thing or two by LeBron. Oh, that would be funny. I could just see him going through customs.
But just the idea that they gave him the visa is just telling me it's a setup. It's just going to be they might have a cell already chosen for him. I don't know. Well, thanks for letting me speak again with you.
Not a problem, Kevin. Have yourself a good day. All right. Arizona, by the way, the Supreme Court. Now, this is what's really crazy. The Supreme Court of Arizona found 5-2 just before the weekend let out that a referendum backed by organized labor aimed at blocking a planned $2 billion a year state-level income tax cut violated the state constitution. That's what you call heading them off at the pass. We're including a PDF copy of that in our email blast for those of you interested. And just when you thought that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is just sticking around in Tallahassee, no, he was out on the road, and he was stumping for Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and launching a statewide education tour during his busy weekend. They're saying Mike DeWine is projected to win re-election in November, although many conservative voters across the state don't approve of his handling of the COVID crisis. You know, it always comes back to something like that. You made a bad decision, Mike. Now it's going to come back to bite you at some point in time. You're going to have to rethink how you do things and start treating people like human beings instead of like your servants. And, of course, Lindsey Graham, don't know if you heard this or not, he's got a little bit of a victory here from having to appear before a grand jury in Georgia investigating the 2020 election. He got a little reprieve there. You can read about that story as well in our email blast that you supposedly signed up for. Anybody that was listening to our show a couple of weeks ago, we had author Charles Eisenstein on. Well, his new book, The Coronation, finally made the Epic Times. There's a big situation there where he's speaking on American thought leaders, so you can actually see him in person on Epic TV if you're a subscriber. And of course, the Supreme Court, we're talking about Georgia, issued an emergency order blocking upcoming elections for Georgia's Public Service Commission, upholding a lower court ruling that found the election rules currently in place discriminate against black voters. Whoa, we'll see how that shakes out. And of course, the NIH has, I don't know whether this is true or not, they have ended a sub-grant to the Wuhan lab. Echo Health Alliance was granted $3.7 million, and where did they send it? It went to Wuhan. Yeah. So much for that. And, of course, the President Trump is, former President Trump, saying that a major motion is soon going to come following the FBI's raid on his Mar-a-Lago resort. Fourth Amendment, unreasonable searches and seizures. Well, got to have probable cause, and this affidavit will tell all. We'll see it. They'll get it out of there one way or another. Dave in New York, how are you, sir?
Pretty good, Dave. I'm going to try to start a little upbeat today. So I'm glad
I got that
message out last week. But apparently, well, a friend of mine's up, Snellberg, from Florida, and he was up here yesterday, the day before, and it was hot and sunny out, but it wasn't no wind blowing or anything. And I showed, he's sitting on my porch, and I showed him I had some plastic out there with a depression in it. And it was about a cup of water in it. So you know that it was water that came, you know, from the sky in the graphene oxide routine. And I said to him, I bet you if I put that in a cup, you know, clear glass of water and shake it up, you're going to see suds. Well, you know, it wasn't that long, and when I looked at it again, it was empty. Now I'm thinking that the graphene oxide in the water is also a desiccant. So when you see all the reservoirs going dry and the creeks drying up around here and everything, I'm just wondering if that's a possibility to it. And here's another thing. I had my well tested, and I didn't know you were supposed to shock it with chlorine and stuff every 2 years. Well, I've been here over 30 years.
Yeah, at any rate, I've been here over 30 years,
and I never had it. We had the water tested, and it came back with E. coli and don't drink it and all this other stuff. Well, I've been drinking that for a long time, and that, and then drinking the, you know, the graphene oxide water, you know, it's like a, you know, I don't know. I told my wife I'm, you know, I'm too immune to all these different things. You know, I'm drinking that all the time. I'm immune at this point. But if you, at least, you know, to like the living clay or something like that, anything to draw the bad stuff out, you know, whether it's charcoal or, you know, like I said, the clay, you know, you wrap up those toxins or whatever and just get them out of you. You know what I mean? That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. So that's why I got the McCanny water filter system in.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, that's wonderful. And when I see the great men of the earth hiding underground, building their tunnels and all, I still think I get a big kick out of it because the Bible says that the rich men of the earth, you know, are going to be underground, yeah, under the rocks or whatever is how they put it.
They
and we're going
to
be cursing God and shaking their fist at him. Just, you know, they know that it's him. You know, so,
yeah,
again, things don't always go as planned, and I don't think it will for them either. And
I don't either.
Elon Musk wants to be in control of CERN now, okay? And he says he knows there's evil, you know, that they're trying to get out of there, but he would never do that. And somebody just said, well, you judge a tree by its fruit. So, you know, again, it's exciting times. Thanks a lot, Dave.
And you bet, Dave. Appreciate it. And speaking of E. coli, federal authorities say they're investigating an E. coli outbreak in Michigan and Ohio that's left approximately 30 people sickened. No deaths, but all of a sudden we have E. coli infections. And, of course, they are looking at the PulseNet system to, you know, try to determine whether or not whatever it is, the CDC wants info. And, of course, it's, you know, those who are sick are like 6 to 91, 6 years to 91 years of age. Yeah. They haven't determined the source yet, but they're investigating. Ooh. In Florida, believe it or not, 85 people were arrested, 12.8 million in drugs, and 49 guns were seized. Your friend and mine, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, you remember he's the one that told everybody to arm themselves, and if Antifa came to the door and kick the door in to blow the kingdom come. You see, the sheriff, he's Grady Judd. I get a lot of respect for this guy. He's smart. Knew him from being in Florida, working in the media there. And I just, you know, the guy's good. That's why I joined Florida Sheriff's Association, because I support him. Back the blue. And, you know, Grady is just doing right by the people. And he's telling them, look, I know, you know, I cannot be in 50 places at once to help defend you. So you're going to have to do it yourself. There was enough fentanyl to kill 96,000 people smuggled in suitcases using domestic flights out of LAX. And then they would book a flight from California to Orlando, check the luggage, but never get on the flight. And the receiver picked up the luggage filled with drugs that were then distributed onto the streets of Polk County, according to Judd. So you see, you know, law enforcement is doing something to try to head things off. And for those of you who wanted to give the chipper shredder treatment to the Fargo school board, well, you don't have to worry now. You know, yeah, go Bears. Remember the movie Fargo with the chipper shredder? Yeah. Well, the school board has reinstated the Pledge of Allegiance after national public outcry. So now you don't have to worry about that. And in Texas, the motto, "In God We Trust," is being displayed in a growing number of Texas schools thanks to a law, Senate Bill 797, passed last year, requiring schools to display the motto, "In God We Trust," as long as the signs featuring it came from private donations at no cost to taxpayers. There you go, baby. You're making some progress there. Northwest Austin Republican Women's Club event. They're jumping on this puppy. Gotta love it. Meanwhile, in Texas, also a trucker, South Texas man, he's going to prison for 5 years, smuggled 31 immigrants inside of a frigid trailer behind a load of broccoli bound for Florida. Wow. You gotta love that. Esther in Washington, how are you?
I'm fine. I've had a very hard-working weekend. I'm part of a committee that puts on our annual used book sale for the library. And, you know, prior to the book sale, we pre-sort, categorize all the books. And one of the books that came across was How White People Can Work for Racial Justice, Uprooting Racism, The Essential Guide to Understanding and Confronting Institutionalized Racism. So I went, I said, oh my goodness, ladies, I'm going to trash this book. And they looked at me and they said, you can't do that. And I said, and then by that time I had opened to a page and I said, oh, just listen to this. Page 91. Small paragraph. White women are also taught to regard women of color as competitors, temptresses, and seducers of white men. This training adds to the general images of danger associated with people of color and makes it difficult for white women to regard women of color as allies. The solidarity between women needed in the struggle against system sexism is undermined by racial violence and by white women's fear and mistrust.
Oh, my. Well, with those parting words, we're at the break, Esther, unfortunately. We're going to be back with the IRS comment after this break. Stay with us.
Probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.